I would much prefer that maternity leave was reduced to the American system, which is 6 weeks unpaid leave, because as an employer, it's fantastic that you've chosen to have a baby. Good on you. But as an employer, I had nothing to do with that decision. I don't really mind whether you have a baby or not, but I certainly don't want to pay for it when you have it. And I listen to this survey and I listen to people griping on about, oh, well, the attitude towards me has changed. Yes, absolutely, the attitude towards you has changed. And you know why that is? Because I'm going to have to pay for you to take 26 weeks leave from my business when I really need you to be at work.
You've got kids, though, haven't you?
You could take a further 6 months, a total of 12 months out of my business. You don't have to tell me when you're going to go. You don't have to tell me when you're going to come back. You don't have to tell me if you're going to come back. And if you go to a website and ask for advice on what are my rights as a mother, you have to print off virtually a ream of paper because you have so many rights. As an employer, I have none.
You own your own business, of course. Would you employ a woman of childbearing age?
Going forward, it wouldn't be my choice. If I was presented with two candidates, one was a man, one was a woman, both equally qualified, I would pick the man every time. And if you speak to any recruitment agencies, they won't be able to tell you that what people ask them
for is... It's illegal, isn't it?
Don't send me any women. It's absolutely illegal.
So you'd be happy to break the law, then?
It goes on all the time.
You're a lawbreaker.
I've just paid two lots of maternity pay. Recruitment firms out there are being specifically asked for men and not women. Small and medium-sized businesses cannot afford to employ women, and women have legislated themselves out of the game with maternity leave and pay.